You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Millions of protesters around the world took to the streets Friday to demand action on climate change. The worldwide protests were one of the biggest in history to be led by young people, with 15 rallies registered to take place here in Wisconsin. Here's 13-year-old Bryn Dixon-Cruyff, who marched at one of the protests in Madison. She was carrying a sign that said, "I'll do my homework once you do yours."
It's going to be my future, and I don't get to make the decisions other people do. So if I can have any influence on that, then I can influence my future and what's going to become of me.
David Meyer is an expert on social movements and teaches sociology at the University of California, Irvine. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be back, Rob.
Well, we had this global series of protests on Friday. Put it in perspective for us. How big a protest movement was this?
It was pretty massive. They estimate about 4 million people. Lots of them young people, and boy, you picked an articulate young woman to interview. So it's a really big deal, and it draws the Friday climate strike was only a piece of it. There are demonstrations today across the country and at the UN, and Greta Thunberg's speech is going viral, and boy, is she angry. So, big deal.
This strike was led, in many cases, by young people, as you touched on there. Talk about how that fits into the history of political protests, with youth leading the way in many cases here.
Well, young people are always, not always, but are often on the front lines. They feel things more intensely. They are willing to take risks that they don't necessarily see as risks, which adults have a harder time with. So kids were ready to skip school in groups. It's hard to think about many people doing that at work. It's a harder thing to pull off a strike when people are dependent upon a paycheck. So they're willing to take risks. They're open. They also feel, many of them feel, understandably, that their government is not working for them. So we have them in school. They're learning the scientific method. They're learning about testing hypotheses from, sixth grade on. And the President of the United States says, "Trust me, because my uncle was a professor." So I'm not surprised that young people are skeptical about this. Let's add something else into that, which is that virtually everybody's got Instagram. If they don't have Instagram, they've got TikTok. If they don't have TikTok, they have three other things. And they can see Greta Thunberg sailing across the Atlantic, talking every day about the urgency of climate. So there's plenty of sources of information for them, and there's been some softening up, too, in paying attention to student activism. You know, I mean, these are the same kids who went out for the March for Our Lives last year, also young people on the front lines. Well, lest I just go on too long, there's one other thing, which is that when we see these young people speak, they're not contaminated by partisan politics. These kids are old enough to be articulate, but not so old that we're ready to dismiss them because they're partisan Democrats or disgruntled Republicans. We think that they're really seeing things as they relate to their own interests.
Is there something in particular about this issue of climate change that's going to talk to youth? Because, in effect, the way the trends are going, the younger you are, the longer you're going to experience climate change, and the more likely you are to see the worst impacts of climate change. Does that make it a particularly compelling issue for younger people?
Well, apparently, according to the Sunrise Movement and according to the people who are doing the climate strike, yes. But, you know, people have been trying to organize on climate issues for the last couple of decades and finding a hard time getting the mix of rhetoric and action together correctly so that people would turn out in the streets. Somebody, and I don't know who it was, I think a lot of people tried a lot of different things, found the right mix, which is, this is about your life. The older people can make mistakes, can drive big cars, can fly planes, can eat burgers all the time, every day, three burgers a day, and they're not going to suffer the consequences, but we are. So it's been a lot of prospecting over the past decade, but they've found a mix now that gets people out into the streets.
Talking to David. Talking to David Meyer, sociologist at the University of California, Irvine, looking at last Friday's global climate change strike and a, in many cases, youth-led protest movement about climate change. I want to give a listen to Greta Thunberg. You've mentioned her a couple times, the young climate activist from Sweden. This is her talking to the United Nations Climate Action Summit earlier today.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
How important is it for a movement to have a leader figure or somebody in the media who is front and center articulating this this sense of outrage?
I think if a movement doesn't put somebody forward, mass media is going to find somebody instead. And I think Greta is a great symbol. She's very passionate and powerful, but it's a mistake to think that she's the movement. The girl you spoke with, you know, whose interview you played, was also articulate and committed and powerful. And it's exciting in a way to listen to the intensity in Greta's voice. It's something that we expect and respect from young people that makes us suspicious when older people use the same tone. So lots of people in Madison, in Irvine, in New York are surfing off Greta, but they're doing independent things. And people are doing things that Greta's never going to do. There's some kid in the science club in Madison who says, well, you know, I think what I'm going to do is steady batteries after this happens, after the climate strike. Somebody else is going to commit civil disobedience. And the climate strike events spurs the imagination of everybody who watches it, and some people are going to take actions that we don't expect.
That raises a question. How do we measure the success of a protest movement, given that the threads toward that success might take a long time to play out?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to be a little academic now. Sorry.
That's okay.
Like one thing you do is you look at how many people participate. And recently people have been calculating this as a portion of populations. There's a really great website called Crowdsourcing where they crowdsource people who turn up at demonstrations. And this was massive. So participation is the first thing you look for. You will next look to a series of events and the diversity of events. So the climate strike was one thing, and that was definitely dramatic. But we also saw civil disobedience and direct action in Washington, D.C. and in New York. We also saw teach-ins on campuses, and that's going to matter. Next thing you look at is what media cover. And if climate is getting more coverage as a result of these strikes, which I expect is happening, though I haven't done this research yet, that's another place we look for impact. Policy and public opinion change are somewhere down the road. The other thing I'd be looking for is, what are the candidates for office talking about? If the kids are out in the street, that may lead somebody like Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar to say, hey, this is an issue that I maybe can get some traction on. I better go further with my climate plan. Maybe I'll add another paragraph into my stump speech about it. That's something else we're going to look for. And we also expect, if the movement is becoming powerful in the United States, Trump to have to respond to it. That doesn't mean he's going to do what it says, what the activists want. It doesn't mean he's going to, you know, take action that ameliorates climate change, but he's going to have to talk about what they want him to talk about, which is climate change. Even if that means, oh, it's all a conspiracy, it's a hoax by the Chinese. If he's talking about their issue, even if he's saying negative stuff or stupid stuff, that's still an indication of influence.
I want to touch on the role of social media. You brought that up a little bit earlier. I know with the Arab Spring protests, there was initial thought that, this was a Twitter protest. People spread their message on Twitter. Further analysis said, no, maybe that was just a small part of it. How has social media these days changed public protest?
Social media is a tool that gets the word out faster. So there's something called the demonstration effect of demonstrations. When you see people go out into the streets and seem to be effective, you're more likely to go out into the streets yourself. Well, back in olden times, you were dependent upon mainstream media, first newspapers, then television and radio to get those words, and it took a while. Nowadays, all the planning, all the preparation for this climate strike was readily available to young people and others across the United States and around the world long in advance. Makes it easier to generate numbers quickly. But that's almost backwards. In olden days, you built a movement from the ground up and then you had dramatic events. Now you get the dramatic events first or very early on. And you have to build the movement and the education underneath it. And that's the work that has to go on in high school clubs and college classrooms and at the workplace, people talking to their friends, music that comes out on YouTube. All of this stuff is percolating. And the demonstrations are the easiest thing to focus on. And it's not that they're not important, but the real work takes place in between the dramatic demonstrations.
David, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's David Meyer, professor of sociology at the University of California, Irvine. He was with us today to talk about young people and their role in social movements after youth-led climate change protests last Friday that drew millions of people around the world.